Anthony Seibold's always good with his time. He's the Queensland Maroons assistant coach. He joins us on the line from camp. Hello, Anthony.
Good morning, TK. Good morning, Webby.
G'day, Anthony. Geez, it must be a comfort, Anthony, for the coaching staff to have a look out there and see that sort of experience, particularly with Slater Thurston coming back, joining Cameron Smith and Cooper Cronk.
Yeah, well, of course. You know, they're two of the best players ever to play in their positions. And, you know, we had Billy on staff last year when he was injured. So, obviously, he brings a wealth of experience and knowledge. And you know, just his game awareness, you know, is outstanding. Obviously, JT, you know, he's performance to speak for himself. So to have those two back in the side, obviously, it's a really big bonus for us. And, you know, we've had a good preparation with them back in the group.
What's Origin without a blow-up? And Kevin Walters finally brought it to the table at his last press conference. Is he really that worried about the referees being influenced by what New South Wales and Laurie Daly's had to say?
We were quite concerned yesterday. I mean, obviously, you know, Laurie and a couple of the players are quite outspoken in the media over the last day or two, just with regards to the, you know, the insinuation with regards to the wrestle tactics. Obviously, we've got five Melbourne Storm guys in the team. You know, both Kevin and myself both used to work at the Melbourne Storm. So, you know, there was an insinuation there, I suppose, that we're, you know, going to try and turn it into a wrestle fest. But, you know, if you actually look at the pure hard statistics from game one, you know, it was actually, you know, New South Wales had the quicker play the balls, you know, from an attacking point of view. So, you know, they held us down for longer, and you know, if you just look at tackle five in particular, I think, you know, there was you know, it was 14 times where we had in close to an 8 second play the ball where they stayed in the tackle. So I mean, I think it was just, you know, they're throwing it out there. You know, we were comfortable with the way the referees refereed the game in game one, as I think, you know, anyone who watched the game would be. You know, it was a great spectacle. Obviously, we're on the wrong side of the scoreline, but you know, we just want the referees to referee the game as they see it. And, you know, as I said, we just thought it was a little bit of a poor form there, you know, the last day or two with regards to that sort of insinuation.
Is it away from club football, I'm assuming it would be hard to try and teach wrestling in State of Origin. I know Craig tried to bring it in a little bit, you know, when he was New South Wales coach, and it didn't particularly work. But, you know, I think Luke Lewis made the point on Fox Sports last night that it's very difficult to try and coach that into a team that, you know, only comes together for three matches a year.
And Luke's 100% right there, Webby. Yeah, but we spent no time at all on the wrestle, and that's a fact. You know, obviously every single team will do a little bit of step in, a little bit of contact, a little bit of three-man defence. That's the, you know, and you do that for 5 or 10 minutes because, you know, at the end of the day, it's not going to come down to that on, you know, on the game tonight. You know what I mean? So we had very short, sharp sessions on the field, you know, nothing longer than 60 minutes. So when you're doing that, you need to make sure that you know, use that time or invest that time in your big rocks, you know, which are the three or four most important things that are going to help you with your performance. So certainly we didn't sort of waste any time on trying to teach guys, you know, different wrestling techniques or anything like that, because, you know what, that'd be a waste of time as you spoke about Luke Lewis, you know, alluding to last night.
Anthony, we get infatuated about the backs, but really it was the forwards where you guys got rolled in game number one. What happens differently tonight from Queensland's point of view to stop that?
Well, the expectation is that the players not only do their role on the footy, but more importantly off the footy as well. I think you know, if you actually look at you know, the game in game one, you know, a lot of off the ball efforts were what hurt us, you know. So fill in the space, you know. So when the ball goes away from you, if you look at, you know, two or three of their tries on tackle five, you know, when the ball goes, you know, went away from us, we stopped moving. And it's not just your skill related stuff on the footy. It's more about your efforts off the footy, and that's why we've sort of added some fresh legs in there. You know, obviously they don't bring experience, some of the new guys, but what they can bring is aggression. They can bring energy. And, you know, all those effort-related areas are non-skill-related stuff. So, you know, your kick pressure and your inside pressure and your kick chase and filling the space when the ball goes away, they're not skill-related things. So we expect our players to be much better with those efforts off the footy.
Have you done any? How much work have you done on Andrew Fifita? He was dominant game one, and yeah. I know Cam Smith's come out on another radio station and said, you know, he doesn't play the ball properly. He's not the Lone Ranger.
Jeez, oh, yeah, no. Can you name the bloke who does play it properly, Anthony? Although he's the worst.
You're right, mate. I mean, listen, I think, you know, at times in NRL seasons, in our coach at club level, in game one and game two of each season, you know, referees normally crack down, and then it sort of gets a little bit, you know, left alone a little bit. So, you know, I mean, yes, you know, the big thing for us is, you know, we do need to focus on minimising Fita's impact. You know, that's a fact. It's the same with some of their other key players as well, you know. So, obviously, you know, when you do your preparation and you preview the opposition and you, you know, you transfer that to your field sessions, obviously you spend time and you invest some time in you know, trying to minimise the impact of those players. So, like I said before, you know, you focus on your big rocks and you know, what's most important for us to get a better performance. So, you know, certainly we've invested some time in their key players, and Fifita's one of them.
Just a boring one from me, mate, to finish. Jono Thurston, is he 100% and is everyone else okay?
Yeah, everyone's really good. We had South Logan boys. I mean, it's been widely reported, but we had South Logan in on Sunday, and Jackie, a couple of knocks. So there was a young edge back row who's sort of zoning in on JT. So, he did take a bump there. He took two bumps, actually, but he's good to go. He trained really well last night, and all 17 guys are fit and healthy, and we brought Cameron Munster in as 18th man, and that's just to give us, you know, some coverage on match day in case something went wrong in the warm-up, but everyone's fit and healthy and ready to go tonight.
I'd hate to be the young South Logan bloke if you knocked Jonathan. So he would have been the most nervous bloke on that field, surely.
Yeah, he was, mate, whether he was, mate, yeah, yeah. Young bloke, but... they came and did a really good session. We had Andrew McCulloch and Ben Hunt train with them as well. So we got a quality session. But, yeah, he was a little bit nervous there for a while, the young fella. So, good experience for those young guys to come and train against you know, some of the better players in the game.
He's currently on Manus Island.
That's right.
Anthony, thanks, mate, for your insight. You're always terrific with your thoughts, and we do thank you. Good luck tonight.
Yeah, cheers, TK. Thanks, Webby.
There he goes, Anthony Seibold, who gives you a really good insight.
He's very good.
He's very, very good. You can see why they...
Sign him up.
You can see why they have him on staff there, don't they? Is, you know, dotting the I's and crossing the T's.
He's very thorough.
Everyone is good to go. All 17 fit and healthy. You're right about the young kid.
Well, when I saw it happen...
I was the
when
guy
I heard
who
it
put
happen.
Thurston out of Origin too.
Imagine that. The Courier-Mail would have him on the front page. Wanted. Be a wanted poster. Get this bloke.
And just those odds again. They're short. New South Wales. $1.67. I think they'll win, but I don't want to take $1.67. Queensland, $2.25.